Have you noticed how many things in life have a flip side to consider? A glass of water can be seen half empty. The same glass of water can be seen as half full. 2023 is almost half over. We still have to go. Hopefully, the best is yet to be. So too, when it comes to God, we can view God in different ways. Like God can be seen as the eye in the sky, always watching us, every move, always tracking our every move. Even the hairs on our head are counted. Where on the hand, God can be seen as a loving presence, as someone who gazes on us with love and concern and kindness. As we continue journeying through the Sermon on the Mount today, Jesus compares God to a parent who cares for the littlest bird who has fallen to the ground. When I hear that story, I think of the gospel song, "His eye is on the sparrow." I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. I know he watches me. Today's message for God's word could be summed up, "His eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on you and me." God is on our side when we're downcast or despised or poor, when we're in trouble or distress, or just simply trying to make sense out of life in the world we live in. Our God sees every single one of us. God cares for every single one of us. And is standing with us, God is our strength. God is our victory. Jesus reassures us and said, don't be afraid of those who kill the body. Be afraid of those who can destroy the soul and the body. Just as our God cares about a small, little, insignificant bird, good news, close to home, God knows each of us. Just as God cares about everyone on the hairs of our head, so God sees us and knows us and is with us. His eyes on the sparrow, but I know he watches you and me. How many of us have felt God's eye on us as we go through some tough moments in life? Loss of a loved one, life-threatening illness, self-doubt of our own worth, guilt about some of the mistakes we've made in the past, maybe lack of clarity about the direction of our lives. Today's readings from God's word help us to remember those moments. The first reading that Jim proclaimed today, Jeremiah recognized that the powerful and influential people in the kingdom were totally against his calls for repentance. He feels betrayed and trapped by friends that he knows. But even though he's so discouraged, still God's eye is on him. And because of that, he never loses faith in God. What were the words we heard him say today? The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. And as the psalm response says in the last verse, the Lord hears the poor and his own who are in his bonds. He spurns not. And then in Paul's letter to the Romans that Ped read this morning, the same message is true. God never, ever abandons us. Yes, there's overwhelming sin in the world. And we can easily despair, easily give up. But what seems so overpowering and hopeless, Paul proclaims confidently that through Jesus, God's grace is even more powerful. Read the next two lines in today's passage. Paul says, where sin abounded, grace abounded even more. So what a beautiful message to take home this last Sunday in the month of June in the middle of the summer. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be afraid of those who can kill the soul and the body. But most importantly, know that God is with you and me. Just as God cares about the little, small, insignificant birds that fall to the earth, God sees us and is with us. If we can somehow see that and believe that and live that, we can sing because we're free. So very simple. It's all about encouragement. Let's hold on, friends. Let's take courage. Let's trust in God. Let's recognize he is indeed here, gazing at us with care and love because his eye is on the sparrow and he watches over you and me.